Hey guys, it's Vespertine Reverie, 91.FM WMFO in Medford. Today we have a very special guest on our show, and it is Maddie Wilson.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be your first guest. I can't believe I'm here.
It's an honor to have you as our first guest.
Thank you.
Honor, yes. I mean, what else is there to say other than we're excited, we're thrilled. Maddie Wilson just ran a half marathon today.
That's so true. Yeah, it was really exciting. Mm-hmm. Now I'm tired.
Tell us about that. Highlights from the race.
I saw a dead rat, as I told you earlier.
Okay, yeah, let's do you ever do Rosebud Thorn?
Yeah.
Okay, so Thorn might be the rat? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, that was the rose. What are you saying? Rose was that I finished. Bud is that I'm not going to class tomorrow. Thorn is the dead rat. Yeah, that was kind of rough to see.
So a question that I have prepared for our guests
on
the show today is, Maddie, why do you like to run?
Really putting me on the spot here. I don't know. I just like to spend time outside with my thoughts. And it's exercise. And you can get places faster running. Because I like walking, but you can get there faster if you run. And that's words to live by.
That's really true.
Sorry, that was a lame answer.
Maddie and I went on a run recently on Thursday. I had a lot of fun.
Thanks, Stu. That's true.
Okay, we're going to be playing our next song now.
Thank you.
Okay, you just heard That's How I Feel by Sun Ra. We've had some requests from our listeners that they would like to hear me and Maddie discuss philosophy. And Stuart, obviously.
No.
Stuart's doing homework in the studio, on the grind. Knows the books right now. Knows the books. Books! Okay, Maddie. Why did you rate Blade Runner 4.5 stars on Letterboxd?
That's a great question. Well, I watched it. Stuart's really laughing right now. I watched it for my class called Postmodernism in Film last semester. And I thought it was interesting.
That's it?
No, I wrote a paper on it, actually, about, like, postmodern capitalism or something. And it's also my dad's favorite movie. So all of those things combined really made it an engaging experience.
You seek validation from your father?
In many ways. Don't we all?
No. I actually try to do the opposite of what my dad wants me to do. So, that's a whole nother thing, but...
Are we getting into this right now?
So anyway, me and Maddie Wilson are in a philosophy class called Knowing and Being, for which we had to watch Blade Runner 4.
I didn't watch it this time.
Maddie's already seen it twice, according to her Letterboxd.
That's true.
Probably more than that if it's her dad's favorite movie.
The mark of a true philosopher.
So Maddie, skepticism of other minds. What do you have to say about it?
I wrote a pretty bad response to Blade Runner this week, in which I asked the question, well, we talked about in class, it was like, to know the skepticism of other minds is about knowing someone's mind as they know it, but what if it's about knowing your mind as someone else knows it?
And then, as we always do, we get into solipsism.
Solipsism. I actually used that word in my response. I'm serious. Catholicism?
Okay. This is not a religious radio show.
That's called Vespertine Reverie?
None of those words have religious connotations. Vespertine is a Bjork album. Reverie is like a French word.
I literally shouted out your show on my last show.
Oh, this brings up another question that I had prepared for you. Maddie.
You didn't even thank me. Anyway.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Is religion.
I'd like to think about this show as, like, quite Nietzschean.
I said this show is religion. For those of you who couldn't hear me, I was talking away from the microphone.
There's only two working microphones at WMFO today.
There's only two working people at WMFO today.
The radio
and
funding
it's not Stu. Okay.
It's really dried up. Maddie.
Anushka.
You've been on a few radio shows recently.
This is true.
I was going to save this for the end because we just started. But which one has been your favorite?
How could I say anything but Vespertine Reverie?
Yeah, good answer. Okay, we're done clogging
Let's hear some music
for now.
Feroz hiya Jayda Jiddan. You want to, there's no one to stop you.
color, my friend, 'cause I'm gonna miss you. Color, my friend. The world is full of misery, and the road you've taken, there's no end. Color, my friend, come back to me. Color, my friend, 'cause I'm gonna miss you.
A sort of a callback to yesterday, not yesterday, earlier in the show. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. All right, so our next song is pretty special because it harks from a classic favorite movie, The Virgin Suicides, which
so
Maddie,
good.
Maddie's actually reading the book.
No,
right
I
now.
Stopped reading the book a couple months ago, but I'm reading it right now. You know how it goes.
If you have not seen it, highly recommend. It's a complete classic. Maddie will actually be reading a quote from the novel, maybe to inspire some listeners to read it.
Sure. Here we go. In the end, we had the pieces of the puzzle, but no matter how we put them together, gaps remained, oddly shaped emptinesses mapped by what surrounded them, like countries we couldn't name. Thank you.
You know what I'll say about Virgin Suicides?
It's what's that?
About some boys that cannot get into the minds of these fellow girls. They're just so alien. They don't know how to get in there, into the minds. This reminds
can
me...
Can we ever know other minds?
We can't. Skepticism of other minds. Blade Runner.
Fanneron.
Playground love, everyone. Thank you.
my playground love.
dream last night. Yeah, some old fires were burning. You came near to me, and you endeared to me, but you couldn't quite discern. Thank you.
that song always feels reminiscent to me of the water cycle.
I have nothing to add to that, unfortunately. That was so poetic.
What else is there to say, really?
You know, that was Nina Simone, by the way.
Nina Simone, You'll Never Walk Alone.
And before that, we heard Slow Like Honey by Fiona Apple. Not to introduce the songs, but...
Go for it.
I feel like we should do a little wrap-up of what we just heard. Was that it?
Romantic by Mannequin. Beep!
More?
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, in my biology class, it's funny, along with the water cycle, there's also a nitrogen and a carbon cycle. And an oxygen cycle. So...
Nitrogen fixation.
What they don't teach you in school.
Any...
I am very far.
Thank you.
All right, you guys. Sad moment of the show, and we have to say goodnight. 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. You were listening to Vespertine Reverie.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been such a blast being here. I love your show so much.
And do you have your own show?
I do. Listen to Live from the Pillow Fort every other Thursday at 10 p.m. We had one this Thursday, so not this coming Thursday, but the one after that. I don't know what the date is. Sorry, everyone. Live from the Pillow Fort. Good night, Sabrina. Love you.
Every great human being exerts a retroactive force. For his sake, all of history is placed in the balance again, and a thousand secrets of the past crawl out of their hiding places into his sunshine. There is no way of telling what may yet become part of history. Perhaps the past is still essentially undiscovered. So many retroactive forces are still needed.
On the Blade Runner soundtrack? Does any listener know?
It sounds just like it.
This song really sounds like it's from Blade Runner.
Not to be a Blade Runner stan again, but it sounds like it.
And we were talking about Blade Runner on the show, and Stuart put this song on way before we even watched Blade Runner for class. Isn't that funny?
Solipsism.
WMFO might be an act of exhibitionism. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.